Hello and welcome to In Case You Missed It. We're your hosts, Jason and Tony. If you missed it this morning, we are living in an alternative universe. Tony, I have proof that there is an alternative universe. Or we're living in a simulation or something. I have proof.
Like the Twilight Zone or the X-Files.
Something like that. You don't have to look further than the Arena Football League. Listen to what happened.
Okay.
The Albany Empire defeated the Philadelphia Soul in the Arena Bowl 32.
Mm-hmm.
The MVP of the game, as you surely remember, the man Tom Grady.
Tom Grady.
Not Tom Brady. Tom Grady.
Hmm.
He secured his MVP honors after throwing 5 touchdown passes. Tom Grady.
Oh, my gosh.
Is a quarterback in the Arena Football League and just won their version of the Super Bowl. Is also a quarterback.
How ironic.
Tom Grady. And that's not all, Tony. I don't know if you've heard about these. The winner of the Marshall Mathers look-alike contest.
Yeah.
Tom Shady.
Get out of
here. The winner of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Uh-huh.
Tom Lady.
No way.
I'm telling you. Yeah, the winner of a yacht race around the Caribbean.
Who was it?
Tom Haiti.
Tom Haiti.
Yeah. Listen, it gets worse. The winner of America's State Police Officer of the Year Award.
Who was it?
Tom Stady.
This is insane.
I mean, it just keeps the... there was a big competitive eating contest in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
World champion. Guess who won that?
Who won it?
Tom Platy. I mean, there's a few ways to get out of fighting a cop. Hey, putting your hand down your pants ain't one of them.
Nope. Guy in Alabama.
Well, what'd they do?
Well, he started out Saturday by cursing at cops.
Well, that'll work. Yeah.
Throwing things.
Uh-huh.
Being belligerent to police officers.
Yeah.
This angered police officers.
I'm sure it did.
Huh. Maybe is that only in Alabama that angers cops?
Nah, I think cops everywhere hate that.
Well, this gentleman decided to start this with the police officers and finish it by putting his hands in his pants, grabbing a hold of feces, and throwing poop-covered punches at police officers. Yes.
Like that's his superpower?
He thought that this would guarantee him to land a punch, you know, because nobody's going to fight back somebody with dookie-covered hands.
I'd fight harder if somebody had dookie-covered hands.
Well, there's one thing that'll fix dookie-covered hands. An electric-powered taser.
Yeah, that always works. Yeah, tasers always work.
He fought the taser, and the taser won.
Well, little did the cops know that that guy was actually one of the new Pokemon.
Who?
Yeah, his name's Poopichu. Officer Smith Wesson stopped by. He's cracking down.
Hello! This is Captain Lieutenant Master Gunnery Sergeant SWAT Team Leader Special Forces Black Belt, Blackish Belt, and Real Dark Black Belt, and Sensei Smith Wesson with this reminder. I'm cracking down on man glands. Men without shirt is the same as indecent exposure as far as I'm concerned.
Me and my wife were enjoying a day at the park when a group of shirtless men ran by. We were disgusted by such nakedness, weren't we, darling? Weren't we? Darling.
Probably still in shock, sir. This poor woman just wanted to spend time with her husband. Young muscles and abs were the last thing she wanted to see. Right, ma'am? Ma'am.
Trust me, officer, she hated it. She only took pictures to show the police, but she erased them. Didn't you, honey? Honey. Pooh Bear?
I'm glad she did, sir. And I'm glad you called the police. Nothing smells like a taser on bare skin. Shirtless men, you've been warned. This community is raising our hands against man glands, and I'm cracking down.
Brought to you by Pam G. people against man glands.
Tony had a new word of the day for you this morning.
This ought to make you smarter.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Tender farmers only harmony of fish. Tender farmers only harmony of fish is a dating website for people seeking a long-term one-night stand with a farmer that has control issues. Tender farmers only harmony of fish.
Last Tony's Word of the Day.
Here's the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
She found a genie that gave her two wishes. Now Sam Elliott is doing her dishes.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
We'll leave you today like we do every day with today's
Real Good.
I think everybody does this. You know, if I was to win the lottery, I'd take care of my whole family.
It's fun to imagine, ain't it?
I'd do that. Well, yeah. There's a guy who finally gets to do it. He's 24 years old. His name is Dean. And he won $12,000 a month for 30 years, so about $150,000 a year.
Wow.
And so he quit his job at an Amazon distribution center the next day.
I bet he did.
He told the HR why he was quitting, and they thought it was a joke. They're like, ha, 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 wait, you really quit. So now he's planning on pursuing a career in screenwriting. Well, that's what he went to college for, but he's using the money to help his family. He's got a 23-year-old brother that has a severe form of autism, and apparently it's as serious as it gets. That's the quote from the family. Oh. And up until now, the parents have done every single thing for his brother.
Well, they have to.
And now they're getting on up there. They're getting close to retirement age and things like that. So Dean is planning to use the money from his monthly income that he's got now to help take care of him.
Wow.
And now that he doesn't have to work, he can spend more time with his brother, too, and give his parents a break from that. Not only help his brother, not only get to spend more time with his brother, but take that burden away from his parents as well.
The whole family won the lottery in
absolutely.
A way, thanks
That's
to
cool.
him.
Dean Wymus, you are
real good.
Well, that wraps it up for today. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been...
In case you missed it.